This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good day. Health time is 7 after the hour. You've tuned in to hear Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mardura, Florida, go through a lot of information, get to a lot of your questions. I have aligned myself with my computer, and now because we're using the embracing the new technology, you can send me a Twitter question for Dr. Ken at Doug Steffen. I don't think you have a Twitter account, though, do you?
I do.
Oh, do you?
Just don't use it very much.
Yeah, you're that old-fashioned guy. Do you use any? You have, well, there's all kinds of technology in your office, right?
Yeah, I use tons of technology, but light on social media, but you have to have a horizon for the future.
Yes, you do. That is correct. I wanted to say hi to people that I've heard from this week listening in Columbia, South Carolina, to Good Day Health. Little Rock also is a place where we are heard. I love New Bern. I did a personal appearance, Ken, in New Bern, North Carolina, at
wow.
Gary about, heavens, 25 years ago, maybe. Yeah. Oh, man.
You just missed me. I had been in North Carolina,
yeah.
Durham, and
well, you're in Durham.
In the mid-'80s.
Right. Yeah, right. Also, folks listening in Western Massachusetts, in the Toledo area, all of you, the folks in South Jersey and Palm Springs, back on the air there, St. Cloud, Minnesota, all over Texas here. And I just like to every once in a while recognize the people, the places, and the circumstances under which people come in to get knowledge and to hear good conversation. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen, answering a lot of questions. And also, well, the questions come up as a result of some of the research that Ken does on the journals, the medical journals, and as a cardiologist, there's a focus there, but he's the all-around guy when it comes to medicine, understands whenever I have a problem, I call him and say, okay, what do you think I should do about this, that, or the other thing? So that's his expertise is universal, and so as we look at some of these, some of the articles that are in the journals this week, here's one on stress and how stress is bad for you. This is something that you hear all the time. Stress is a killer. But in this study, interesting comparison, Ken.
This is interesting. This is out of Nature Scientific Reports this week, that too much stress in your life, Doug, can mimic a poor diet, producing nearly identical poor health outcomes. When exposed to high amounts of stress, the gut microbiota, you've been interested in that, as have I. This is a new frontier in medicine. All these millions of bacteria that live in our gut, they're just not living there. They're actually active and affecting our health, and these are microorganisms that are essential for good digestive and metabolic health. They actually transform when they're exposed to junk food to make it appear as though they had diets high in fat. They transform also when you're under mental stress.
Really?
So we usually think of stress as purely psychological phenomena, but stress causes distinct physical changes in the body, and thus stress is a major contributing factor to obesity.
Stress, though, brought about by what? I hear that word. I think it's overused because some people don't really know what it is. There's physical stress. There's emotional stress.
Well, we're talking here in this study by mental stress.
Mental stress. Brought about by fights with your spouse.
All of the
bad times at work, running out of money.
Those are the common ones. Work, relationships, and finances are the most.
So how do we overcome these things? Go out and eat some vegetables, or what do you do to back yourself out of stress? Exercise sometimes is good, I guess.
Exercise is excellent.
Drinking, some people think, is good.
It's not a good way to deal with stress. No. But exercise is an excellent way of dealing with stress, and also just problem solving and communicating and having the right people around you. That is so key.
I find, and it's unusual, not many people can say they can get onto their tractor, go out into nature, and feel
nature is great.
Relief. But oh, nature is.
Go row a boat on the lake.
Yeah. Yeah. Row, row, row your boat, and you will be gentle by the stream. And you will be merry, as the song suggests. All right. So stress, keep it on your mind.
Connect with nature. What a great way to reduce stress.
Yep. All right, let's talk about vaccines, because a lot of questions are beginning to come in, as usual, at this time of year for you when it comes to vaccines. Here's a study that I'm not sure I understand the essence of this vaccine study. You'll explain it well, I'm sure.
Time for the annual Dr. Ken and Doug arm wrestle.
Right. A disagreement.
Flu-related illnesses. They were responsible for nearly 12,000 deaths, Doug, in Florida alone last year. And, you know, I know this, being a resident of Florida, researching it, just our one state alone, and we're not special. The flu vaccine, actually, Doug, it's recommended for everyone, 6 months and older, including pregnant women. And it takes about 2 weeks after the vaccination for your body to develop protection against the flu. So the person who gets the vaccine and then gets the flu and they immediately blame the vaccine, it's not the vaccine. It's that the vaccine takes 2 weeks to work and you were just exposed to the flu and you got it before the vaccine took effect. The nasal spray, which some people like so you don't get poked in the arm, this year it's not recommended for this flu season. Because of concerns about the bug that we think is coming won't be actually effective with the nasal spray. So this year, don't even ask for the nasal spray. And remember, very important, hygiene for protecting oneself and from spreading it. You want hand washing, don't go crazy, but keep those hands clean. And also cough into your sleeve, not out in the open so you spread everything to everyone.
So this will add to your thinking that I'm a strange bird. And
oh, I don't think that.
Thinking, a lot of people think I'm
that's
a little
strange.
That's
just my humble opinion.
Well, here, no, I'm going to tell you about a conversation I had yesterday with a fellow on the farm who delivers diesel fuel for me and, you know, the heating oil for the buildings and that kind of stuff. He's a very good guy. Yeah, very important guy. And he sounded terrible on the phone. I said, what in the bill? What's wrong with you? I've got a bad cold, and I think I may have the flu. And he says, I got to go get... he says, I don't understand it. I eat well, and I use that Purell to get rid of all of the things, the bugs, the bad stuff on my hands. And I said, well, that may be your problem. So here I put on my Dr. Doug practicing without a license hat and went into my spiel about increasing the value of your immune system and how that, in fact, is if you have a weak immune system, you're going to be likely to get the sorts of things, the flus and the colds that we're talking about. And so he's very interested in how I knew all of this, because he knows me as Farmer Doug. He doesn't know me as Broadcaster Doug. And I said, well, one of the reasons that I think I'm as healthy as I am is because I've grown up on the farm. I've been around dirt, germs, bacteria, you name it. I've become immune to most of that stuff because of my exposure to it on the farm. And I still am exposed to it, and I don't go out of my way. For example, yesterday I'd been out working on the tractor, and we had to fix one of the balers, and I had dirt on my hands, and I came home, and I was hungry, and I fast reached into my... I have a big urn in the kitchen filled with nuts, all kinds of different nuts, pistachios and cashews and peanuts and almonds. So I had a handful, and my hands were dirty, but all right, my mouth felt great. And I don't... I think I'm not being facetious either. The more dirt you're exposed to as you're growing up, the stronger your immune system is going to be. Anyway, but still and all, when Ken talks about the vaccines, most of the people that are hit hardest by the flu every year are the young, very young people and very old people who don't have strong immune systems, right?
That's an important group.
Yeah. So what do you think about my advice to the guy yesterday who I said you ought not to be cleaning your hands all the time like that because it's, you know, there's value to having some of that in your system? What do you think of that advice?
Well, just don't put your hands in your mouth then.
Don't suck on your hands, in other words. All right. Anyway, we're going to continue. I have something, as long as we're talking about your immune system.
Or touch your hands to your face. That's also important.
What? Do not do it?
Don't.
Well, but if I'm going to eat a handful of nuts and my hands are dirty, that's what's on my hands is going to get on the nuts and it's going to get into my body.
Well, right? I think in general it's a good idea before you eat to wash.
You're so funny because you get so uncomfortable. You don't want to argue with me.
No, my humble opinion is that is a good time to wash. If you're going to eat,
yes,
time to wash.
Normally, I always eat before I eat. I always eat before I wash. Good, Doug. I always wash before I eat. Every once in a while, you just have. If I'm out in the field and somebody brings me over an apple or something, I'm going to eat it. I don't wash the apple and I don't wash my hands. So there.
Interesting.
Yes, it is. Isn't it fascinating?
Is there pesticide on your apples?
I would think I go to a place called Breezewood Orchard, which is about 40 miles from here. Uh-huh. Every year I load up on apples about this time of year, hoping it'll last me until Christmas when I'm going to move on to some other place. And I think that this particular, they do something, but there's a new kind of vegetarian based or not. What is it? It's a plant based spray that they put on stuff to keep the bugs from you. There are new all natural sprays that you can use.
Well, I'd like to ask them if you're supposed to wash that off before you eat it.
Yeah, okay. I will. I haven't washed it off.
Because I would hate to have you end up like the bugs.
Deader than dead? Yes, I would hate that as well. All right, let's talk about consuming more fruits and vegetables. This is the key to your immune system. You want to improve your overall health? Start consuming the right type of foods, and eating more fruits and vegetables is key in getting the natural vitamins that you need. Use the code DJV at balanceofnature.com. Why wouldn't you want to do anything and everything, even if you didn't know much about it? If it's free, let's try it, especially if we suggest that this is pretty good, because it is. This is all non-GMO fruits and veggies that are encapsulated here by cooking them and then drying them and powdering them. Balanceofnature.com. Code is DJV. Cost you 22 cents a day. Well worth it. 21 after the hour on the Good Day Health Course.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star medicated ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to GEICO could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo!
GEICO, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Would it be okay if you had two paychecks instead of one? I'm Pharmacist Keith. Dr. Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, and myself want to show you how to get an extra paycheck every month, creating an extra income that will last for years to come by joining Dr. Wallach's crusade, spreading his message of better health. To learn more, visit radio.recordedvideo.com. That's radio.recordedvideo.com, radio.recordedvideo.com, or call 866-257-3105 for a recorded message.
Your health is our priority here. All the activity on Good Day Health, courtesy of the folks at Superbeats, amongst other things. The folks have had great faith in Dr. Ken and his message, because his message is good. It's all about hope and health. He's a preventative cardiologist at Lake Cardiology. The center is located in Central Florida, in fact. And if you're traveling on your way to Disney, or you're going to go to the Space Coast, or you're going to visit somebody on the other side of the island, if you will, because Florida, even though it's a peninsula, for me, it's kind of like an island. It's unto itself. It's a special place, a very interesting state, Florida. So anyway, if you're in the Sarasota area, it's easy to get to Dr. Ken, all those areas. Lots of fun to be had, lots of good weather, and lots of good health. So if you want to check in with Ken at Lake Cardiology, do so by dialing his office number, which is 352-735-1400. Make note of that. As a matter of fact, while you're listening to this, call up the office. See if you can make an appointment. I'm going to be in Florida next month. Actually, I'm going to be in Florida in December to see you.
Wow.
Have a big party of listeners in Florida. So get there. Bring yourself or your family, whoever needs to have more concrete information about what's going on in his or her body. You can get it the right way with Ken at 352-735-1400. That's the number to call to make the appointment to go see him. It's very cool in that. It's very cool to be around Ken and in that circumstance. All right, let's keep going talking about sugar, because there are two things going on this week. One is a study in the Belgian Science, the equivalent, I guess, of their CDC, but this is published in Nature Communication, says that the relationship between sugar and cancer is now very clear. Researchers found yeast with high levels of the sugar known as glucose overstimulating the same proteins found in mutated tumors, Ken. So the sugar makes the cells grow faster. I'm not sure it creates the cancer, but it looks like it makes it grow. The energy of the sugar fuels the tumor. So is this new information? Is this news to you, or does this sound like sort of the same thing you've been hearing for a long time?
This is just confirming what we have known in the past, and it's just more of the same, but I think it's important. And it just, this Belgian study linking aggressive tumor growth with sugar intake, and now we're talking about not the sugar that's naturally in fruits, but this is sprinkling on the white sugar that you get in the bakery, and these need to be treats, but a daily habit of all of this is just something that will bring on all this havoc, and it's a nice way to actively lower your risk of getting cancer.
All right, so let's go one step further with this. I noticed this week there are a consortium of lawyers, most of them from the same companies that sued the tobacco companies. Remember in the 80s, it was the late 80s,
yes,
tobacco companies, they got like a $290 billion settlement for people. And now they're aiming their sights, setting their sights on the sugar manufacturers because they say the sugar is as bad for you as tobacco.
Wow.
What do you think of that?
I guess I would say it doesn't surprise me, but...
The information or the fact the lawyers are suing the sugar?
Both.
Yeah. When you think about it, I mean, it really does... You understand what they're saying about sugar. You can kind of feel it. What does it do to your body? It breaks down the various things. And I have really started to seriously think about it because I like sweet things. What sort of brought me around is I've been very intolerant and critical over the years of people who smoke and overdrink and that sort of thing. It's like something you're addicted to. And yet, when you look at these the bits and pieces of this report on sugar and how it brings about cancer, I wonder to myself, okay, am I not, and other people who like sugar, suffering from the same addiction? And I think the answer to that is yes, we are, and we better do something about it. We'll talk more about it as we continue on this week's Good Day Health.
If you've fallen behind on your taxes, you know that the IRS is already coming for their money, and they'll get it too by garnishing your wages or maybe even taking your home or business. They call it enforced compliance, and you'd better watch out because the penalties and interest compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. You need to call the experts at Optima Tax Relief. Solving tax issues is all they do. One call to Optima starts the process to stop the demand letters and stop aggressive collection actions. They get to work immediately, fighting to protect your assets and helping you put your tax problems behind you. The IRS writes off millions every year, and Optima knows all the ins and outs of the IRS's tax assistance programs that could save you thousands. So what are you waiting for? Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955. 800-608-0955.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Medal of Honor recipient Staff Sergeant Ryan Pitts of the 173rd Airborne Brigade speaks about what it was like when he was under fire during his second tour to Afghanistan.
You know, it almost seems overwhelming for like the first few seconds, but then you just fall into the rhythm of what you got to do. And we had unbelievable leaders and unbelievable training, and really it just all came back to the fundamentals.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of American veterans. To hear more, like us on Facebook.
It's time to streamline your tools with the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt cordless system. One C3 battery helps your tool work longer and powers over 30 different tools like the Craftsman C3 19.2-volt hammer drill. The compact hammer drill pushes out up to 515 inch-pounds of torque to handle even your toughest drilling and driving projects. A Jacobs metal ratchet and chuck and an LED work light makes this hammer drill durable and versatile. Craftsman, made to make. Available at Craftsman.com, Sears.com, Sears, Sears Hometown, and Sears Hardware Store.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that'll be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Now 34 after the hour. This is Good Day Health. Check out the podcast, GoodDayHealthShow.com. You'll click on the button that says podcast. Listen to Dr. Ken Kronhaus and his weekly overview of what's important medically. Dr. Jack Stockwell is there as well. There are lots of moments in here that you will find most helpful. Discussions this week, Ken, about pharmaceuticals and the companies. The CBS 60 Minutes report has people on edge that are in the business, but we get to this whole focus on opioids, realize how important it is for us to understand what's going on, the inappropriateness of this, the fraudulent use of medications. A company in California is being investigated. Doctors are being investigated. Doctors who have gotten tens of thousands of dollars to promote a particular drug. What do you say when you have conventions, you're together with your fellow doctors? These sorts of things must come up. What do you do? How do you deal with it yourself? You're a fellow that in treating people who have cardiovascular problems, probably not much need for some of these opioids, right? You have any reason to prescribe any of this stuff that's in the crosshairs?
Zero.
None. All right, but you know about it. You mean you got a group of colleagues. What do you make of this sort of thing? How is it possible that men and women who take the Hippocratic Oath go as far afield as they have here?
I've talked to a lot of my colleagues about this because you hear about it in the media,
And I have talked to a lot of my colleagues. If they're prescribing more and more opiates, and maybe I'm working in the bubble, but about a month ago, I was with a bunch of them, and none of them have changed, and they've all been practicing 20-plus years, and they have not recently changed their prescription habits. But I think there is a small segment of physicians that have, and they're a lot to do with this problem. The other thing is that from what I can tell, the drug companies that make these longer acting opioids have put pressure on certain doctors to prescribe them, and also not so much pressure, but have brought about studies. Some of the initial studies did actually show that they were safe and effective, and this needs to be re-looked at, that maybe these studies weren't done as well as they were originally thought.
That comes from the same mindset that in the 50s studies showed that tobacco and smoking was good for you.
Well, the studies are not all that good. It just, you know, that's why I'm so critical when I read these studies, and just because it's a study, and you have to get down into the weeds and really understand them. But I think that without a doubt, there's an awareness and a caution among all physicians. And if there isn't, you know, you've really been Dr. Rip Van Winkle. And there is a very aggressive effort, I know, in my state to really clamp down on these clinics that are so-called pain clinics, and all they're doing is functioning as pill mills. And not all pain clinics, but I don't want to paint a broad brush. There are some pain clinics that do evidence-based pain relief and do a very excellent job and only use these drugs as a last resort for short term. But there are some others that, you know, the state in Florida has a microscope out for them, and they're shutting them down. And this is a very big issue. I'm not trying to minimize this problem, because it's a big problem. But I think it's a small segment of physicians that are creating this problem.
My former wife, for 24 years, had stage 4 breast cancer and lived through all of the horror that it brought to her. And during what sort of is shaking my memory at the moment, thinking about the pain doctors that she went to, because there are specialists who just are there. She was going through horrible pain because
pain
of
pain medicine specialists.
And
breast cancer can cause horrible pain.
Right. So under the circumstances, what are are these guys the culprits, or are they becoming the victims of bad publicity?
Well, that's the problem. And sometimes there really is an absolutely good need for this specialty and to give out these drugs. And that's the problem, is that, you know, medicine has to be personalized, and you have to take each one of these cases separately. And there are circumstances. I mean, I strongly urge people, you know, not to use these for you know, more than a week, or, you know, just unless the doctor, a reputable doctor, really gives a good reason for doing this. And there are circumstances, like your wife who has a terminal, she had a terminal problem and horrible pain. You know, that's a lot different circumstance than somebody who's in a little bit of pain and wants something to deal with it and gets hooked on these and then has a much worse problem than the underlying problem. You know, you might hear from doctors, you know, would it have been terrible if your former wife would have been hooked on one of these drugs, because she was terminal anyway and she was in horrible pain. And so, you know, would it have been horrible if she was?
Well, it was probably better off, in this circumstance, she was better off for it.
Exactly. She was better off to be out of pain.
Yeah.
So the concern about getting hooked on an opioid in that circumstance is...
But it's different now, because so many people are getting... Look at that. The CBS story highlights who's got this problem and where they're getting the drugs, and it's the government. The DEA becomes so corrupt by the big drug companies. I mean, you can say what you want to, but there's so much money to be made here. These people and their companies are so corrupt, many of them. I didn't say all of them, and I don't think that was the implication. But this should not be going on. This is something that is dramatic. The deceit here is deliberate. And so you've got my son, who's a drug and alcohol counselor in Los Angeles, was on a podcast I listened to last night with the doctor that is basically considered the shrink to the stars, and Brendan works for him, and the people that come to him, whether they be youngsters who are teenagers or whether they're older, more mature, people are almost all in show business, you know most of their names, and the kind of problems that they have started when they were young, I think. And then, you know, so these kids that are, you see all these ads on television for these drugs. I was watching, I think it was NCIS or Bull or something the other night on TV, and every one of these shows has 5 minute breaks, like there's either a 2 minute or 3 minute break for commercials. And every single one of those breaks had a 60 second drug commercial in it. Every single one.
But for what kind of drugs?
All kinds of, you name it. You name the
drugs. Pain medicines?
Yeah, yeah. Tell your doctor you want him to look into this, that, or the other thing. And so it is hard for people to know what's real here. It's kind of like fake news. Now there are fake advertisements. And I think there's a lot of fake information about what to do if you have mental and emotional stress or other things that cause any number of sorts of pain. It's you know, people want to escape. Give me a pill. Isn't that what we've taught people to do? Give them a pill.
No, well, you see, that's a bad use.
Yeah, sure is. It's a really bad use of it. But that's what people think that they want. Escapism. All right, 43 past the hour. The focus on your health, your blood pressure, what's going on in your body. Do you have enough energy? Are you tired all the time? As you get older, things change in your body. Duh. And so Ken's here to tell you why the super beets, the super foods, but the super beets basically, that we're promoting here, so you can use nitric oxide. How does this all work? How does it fit together, Ken?
Okay, so now we're going to talk about healthy ways to improve your health. And this deals with nitric oxide, because your body needs nitric oxide. It needs to continuously make nitric oxide. Nitric oxide is a gas, Nobel Prize winning information from 1998, the Nobel Prize in medicine. And if you are low in nitric oxide, your blood pressure will go up, you won't feel well, your body won't communicate properly, and you can get the building blocks to make nitric oxide from the super beets. Super beets, it's not like eating beets, it's granulated, they get the taste out. Actually, you put this in your beverage of choice and you drink it before you go and work out, or if you need something to help you with that mid-afternoon fatigue instead of the high caffeinated beverages. Super beets, it's a natural way to get energy, keep the blood pressure down, and help the body communicate and function properly.
All right, so in your first order of Super Beets, you'll get a 30-day supply free with the rest of the order. You'll get those indicator strips that Ken is talking about to see how the Super Beets work. How do they work? How is it that these things, the scanning tool that you get, works? You put saliva on it. I understand functionally how mechanically it works, but then how does it read? How does it know how much there is in your system?
Well, you got to get the physiologist from Baylor who developed it, but it actually has an ability to sense the concentration of nitric acid in your saliva, and it correlates to a color, and you see the color.
Yep, and so therefore you know whether you have enough or not so much.
It's
so here's what you do.
Secret information, how that
yes.
works.
Yes, it's a secret. 800-655-4183. All your neighbors and friends are talking about this. You get into social situations, and people are actually talking about Super Beets. Athletes are talking about Super Beets because this is something that gives them energy. This is just a super way to put something into your body that's all natural, non-GMO. These beets are grown. They're powdered. Get on Super Beets 800-655-4183. Order them now. Get free shipping. 800-655-4183.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is if we call bicycles bikes and tricycles trikes, shouldn't we call motorcycles mics? Maybe a bunch of guys named Mike teamed up and put a stop to it.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Blue Star Medicated Ointment gets 5-star reviews from our loyal users for fast relief of the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
Blue Star soothes insect bites and fungal infections.
It really works on the summer rashes I get every year.
I had psoriasis on my elbows. Blue Star worked wonders.
Amazing stuff. Smear a bit on and the itch is gone.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hey everybody, I'm Michael Chernow and I'm here to talk with you today about fall essentials in the kitchen. Yes, the fall is absolutely upon us and there is no better way to spend the fall season than cooking inside. You close the grill, you pop inside and you head into the kitchen. And what I like to do in the beginning of the fall is open up my cabinets and begin to get organized. We've got a bunch of holidays around the corner. The more organized and the more efficient we are, the better off we'll be. So I'm standing in front of the Calphalon Premier Space Saving Cookware Set. This is a non-stick set. It is dishwasher safe. It has a 3-layer hard anodized construction that allows you to cook with metal utensils, and it stacks and nests in any order, saving 30% space in your kitchen cabinets. It is incredible. To learn more, hop on to Calphalon.com.
Good day, health. I'm Doug Steffen with a thought about the side effects of drugs. Man, we are really becoming a culture, becoming a society that's hooked on all kinds of drugs. Why is that? Is it because they're there? Is it because we're miserable? We want to escape? Is it because they're fun? What's the reason? The side effects. If you or somebody you know is forgetting things, confused, and some folks say, well, you know, you chalk it up to inevitable part of aging, getting old. You may fear that it's an early indication of dementia or Alzheimer's. But there's some research that's been published from the American Medical Association. Good chance that all of these drugs are the culprit. Antihistamines, sleep aids like Benadryl, allergy medications, antidepressants, overactive bladder drugs. There are all kinds of these drugs. I mean, there's a lot of different drugs, but these have been studied over the past 10 years, and almost a quarter of the people suffering from dementia or Alzheimer's have signs that come from having used these drugs. So they have the signs, but they don't really have Alzheimer's. They don't really have dementia. You stop using these drugs, and those problems of being forgetful or confused go away. This is the strongest evidence yet between these drugs and dementia, and that's another part of what's going on. We have one drug for one thing, and we'll give you drugs to get rid of the dementia, but they just contribute to it. So make sure you know what drugs you're taking and the impact they have across the board. I'm Doug Steffen. Dear Dr. Ken.
Yes.
At my Whole Foods market, I've seen a salt substitute called low salt. Comes from Scotland. Do you approve of it? And if not, what is the best salt product?
None.
Okay, next question.
Just eat what's naturally in the food. Take low salt. I prefer vinegar and garlic to salt. Salt, no one should own a salt shaker.
Really? Even if it's that natural sort of... So this is the same thing as sugar then, that's basically...
That is correct. Huh? And garlic, if you want to use something that resembles salt, try garlic or vinegar.
Really? Put garlic or vinegar on potatoes? I had a baked potato the other day.
There's enough natural salt in food that you don't need to salt your food.
Really?
Huh. If you're using a salt shaker, you're not doing it for your health.
All right. Here's a 39-year-old woman with low energy. Do you have any ideas of what could be causing this or how I could regain my energy? Well, we just told you about Super Beats, madam.
Oh, there's a lot of reasons why a 39-year-old female could have low energy. She could be anemic. That's low red blood cells. Women have their periods. They could become iron deficient and have anemia for many reasons. Potassium could be low. Thyroid could be low. Blood pressure could be low. Heart rate could be low. She could be depressed, and also she could have small vessel heart disease.
Wow. How do you detect that? You got to go see somebody like you, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Did you ever tell me about small vessel heart disease? Is that what you were worried about in my heart? Because the
yes.
little teensy, teensy,
correct.
Getting enough blood? Now they are getting enough blood.
There's a microscopic Weber mesh that goes into the thickness of the heart that comes off the big vessels, and you can't see it. You know, people get cardiac catheterizations because they have an abnormal stress test, and about half of those people actually have small vessel heart disease that we tell everything is fine, and it's not.
10 before the hour with Dr. Ken.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
If you're an unincorporated business owner, it's too late for you. That is, if you've already been sued and lost your home, your car, and your personal life savings. But if you haven't been sued yet, there is still time to incorporate and protect your personal assets. And the first step is just a phone call away. Because Incorporate.com is now giving away a free incorporation toolkit to all business owners, including exclusive information on how to start and grow your business. For your free incorporation toolkit, call now 1-800-936-9256. Incorporation is the shield that protects your personal assets. Without it, you could lose everything. That's why at Incorporate.com, they just make incorporating or forming an LLC quick and easy. They don't provide legal or financial advice. If someone sues tomorrow, will you lose everything? Don't wait until it's too late. Call now for your free incorporation toolkit. Hurry, they're still giving them away for free at 1-800-936-9256. Call 1-800-936-9256. That's 1-800-936-9256.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Let's talk about the relationship you have with your doctor. I have two good ones, and they're both a part of Good Day Health. They're here on the air, and we have these new podcasts that people are happy to have. Now they're starting to download them in the hundreds. Dr. Jack Stockwell, here's a little promo for the current one. Jack has a podcast every week. Dr. Ken has a podcast every week. Jack is a NUCA board-certified doctor, one of 27 on the planet. This week we discuss what's more damaging to your health than smoking. You can learn the effects of your zip code on your health. And guess who the nutritional experts were in our country 100 years ago. Find out the answer to those questions and others by going to gooddayhealthshow.com and click on the podcast right there, gooddayhealthshow.com. And as Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here with us now, I'll have highlights from his time with us this week. And check them both out at gooddayhealthshow.com. Ken is here to continue talking about the relativity of the information from this week's medical journals, because Ken is really good at taking the information, deciphering it, boiling it down so you can understand how it impacts you, because that's really what you need. You need to know how this information helps to make your life better. So here we have a little advice, Ken, it would seem, although this seems like common sense, the alcohol and what it does for your heart. You're the cardiologist in the group, so what does this mean?
Well, it is a little surprising, because usually you hear from doctors that, you know, don't drink, but if you're a moderate drinker, don't worry about it because it may be good for the health. But this comes out of the medical journal PLOS-1, Doug, that 1 in 4 adults older than age 40 is at risk for atrial fibrillation, and nearly 6 million people in America could have the condition by 2050. Remember, atrial fibrillation is when the electrical impulse in the upper chambers of the heart are chaotic and can cause an irregular heartbeat, which increases the risk of blood clots that can cause stroke or heart attacks. But researchers at the University of California, San Francisco, and that's where I learned cardiology, found that every decade of non-drinking decrease the risk of atrial fibrillation by 20%, regardless of the type of alcohol.
Really? So wine versus whiskey?
Everything. If you avoid, you'll lower your risk of getting this irregular heartbeat. It's kind of amazing. So,
must be why
so alcohol may not be good for the heart. It's an interesting story.
Yeah. Well, but you know what it does? It just proves that science continues to work against itself in a manner of speaking.
No, it continues to find out that we just untangle the enigma of the body as time goes on. Nothing
you
is
can
permanent.
Stick to your
we
read of it. I'll stick
more
to mine. Yeah. All right. Here's another one that affects the cardiological reality in your body. How many Americans are obese?
CDC this week, Doug, almost 40% of adults in America are now obese, continuing an ever-expanding epidemic of obesity that's expected to lead to sicker Americans and higher health care costs. A continuing rise in obesity will lead to greater numbers of people suffering from diabetes, heart disease, and other chronic illnesses. Get on that diet, get to the gym when the doctor says it's okay, and avoid all this havoc.
Yeah. And the sugar thing, wow, that's becoming a real can of worms, if you will.
Well, okay. Natural sugar's fine. White sugar, stay away from it.
Yep. Exercise and blocked arteries. You're the cardiologist again. So what does all of this add up to?
Fascinating information. Mayo Clinic proceedings this week. You know, this is just an example of how a good thing is good in moderation, but too much of it can be bad. I like to say my favorite drug, Doug, is what? Exercise.
Yep.
In this study, Caucasian men who spend more than 7 hours exercising each week are most at risk of developing coronary artery calcification. That's plaquing in the circulation. You don't want to exercise more than 7 hours a week.
I know a lot of people who are working on their body. They want to perfect the way the body looks. They spend 2-3 hours a day
in the
gym.
You are not doing that for your health, and you're actually promoting plaque in the circulation to the heart. This is fascinating. And there have been studies suggesting this. The Copenhagen study a couple of years ago. This is important. Moderation with your exercise.
All right, let's talk for a moment about Superbeats. Dr. Ken, brought to you by the folks who bring you this fabulous way for you to have healthy blood pressure. That's one of the reasons Ken got on board as early as he did, and he recommends that you use Superbeats for that very, very reason. Get your blood pressure where it needs to be. Use Superbeats. Call 800-655-4183 to order for the first time. You'll get another 30-day supply free with your order of Superbeats at 800-655-4183.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month, and
and 347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.